Jay did a great job of, especially in the second half when we had field position, of taking advantage of the matchups that he had and making accurate throws when needed. We always talk about, you know, be your best when your best is needed, the old John Wooden saying, and he did that at that point. There could have been a lot of frustration on the sideline, which there was, but there was a competitive frustration more than a we can't do it frustration. So you could feel it building. That obviously the two-minute drive right before the half changed everyone's attitude toward the second half, driving the ball down as far as we did and scoring. And then having another long drive in the second half helped. Anytime you play Rex Ryan defense, it's going to be a challenge because, first off, you need to identify who you're going to block. And that's just half the battle because you need to block them. They're a very stout front. They're number one against the rush. They're very good on third down. They're very high on third down as far as not giving up first downs. And a lot of it comes from they overload blitz. They show blitz on one side and actually blitz the other side that looks nothing like a blitz. And so we have our work cut out. We've done a good job of studying all week and formulating a plan. And luckily, we have smart players. This is when it's an advantage to you as a coach that your players understand exactly why things are happening, not just because coach told me to. And that's where we are as a team, and hopefully it shows up. It's one thing to do it in practice. It's another thing to do it in the game. But we've worked very hard on all the exotic things that Rex likes to bring, and hopefully we can take advantage. They're built from the inside out. They have three powerful inside defensive linemen, their nose and their two tackles. Their Mike linebackers both run 4.5, 4.6, but are also very physical. This is a typical Rex Ryan defense who builds it from the he's going to make sure you can't run up the middle first by the type of personnel that he gets. They're huge, they're strong, they're powerful. There's not many yards to be gained. They're strong through the linebacker core, but they just drafted a safety who's a great hitter. So they have a rookie back there that looks like a veteran coming up and hitting running backs and receivers. So that's what they do well. They're a physical, stop-the-run first defense. And then if they think you're passing, they try to confuse your pass protection to get to the quarterback. And you can see it in the Oakland game. You can see it in the Green Bay game. Both the quarterbacks were getting hit and running for their lives, and that's what we're hoping to avoid. We're never satisfied with where we are as an offense. Do we feel like we're on the right track? Yes, we are. The offense is on the right track. As a coach, you never become satisfied because there's always something that you see technique or we missed a play that we thought we could have made. We feel like we should make every play, and that's impossible. So you can never become satisfied with an offense as a coach.